kids, let's read the Christmas Gospel together.
What's the Christmas Gospel?
It's the story about how Jesus was born into the world. It's right here in the Bible. Does anyone know when it happened?
I think it was pretty long ago, even before my grandma.
You're right about that one. It was very long ago, about 2,000 years. That's much more than 200 grandmas ago, right? Where was Jesus born?
He was born in Bethlehem.
Have any of you guys ever been to Bethlehem?
No, but I've been to Palm Springs and Tijuana.
That's great. Okay, let's read now about what happened in Bethlehem. It's written right here in the second chapter of Luke. Here we go. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." You know, there wouldn't be any real Christmas without Jesus. He's God's gift to us at this special time of the year. And the neat thing is that we can show our love and thankfulness by giving Him our finest gift, our own life. The Bible tells us that when we believe in Him and trust in His Word, we make Jesus very happy. Isn't that a beautiful way to celebrate Christmas? Let's praise His name together again.
Jesus,